Well, federal student loan borrowers now have until May 1st to start paying back their loans. The president made that announcement this week, extending the original deadline of January 31st. Biden says so many Americans are still recovering from the economic impacts of the pandemic and just need a little more time before the payments start back up again. For more on this, let's bring in Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Ali, welcome.
Thanks, Tanya. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, good to have you here. How many borrowers will this impact, and how much of a difference will this deadline of May 1st make for them?
It'll make something of a difference. About 41 million borrowers are affected by this. 27 million of those borrowers have not been making their monthly payments since early 2020. Now, obviously, some of those borrowers have continued to work and have had an income and continue to make their payment. But the Education Department will be updating its guidance in a few days. The way it's worked in the past is that the payments will now not be due until May 1st, 2022. No payments will be due on government-held federal loans. So this doesn't apply to any private student loans. No interest will accrue on the government-held federal loans until the payments start again. No collection efforts will take place on any defaulted federal loans either. So it's a bit of a break. What it really indicates is that the administration, which had been resistant to extend this deadline, has been able to look at the situation and say, look, lots of people are still not working, so we need to push this out, which means it may get pushed out again. So it's not the biggest deal, but it's a big relief for people who thought they had a payment due on January 31st.
Well, I want to ask you about something else related. During his campaign, President Biden pledged that he would cancel a minimum of $10,000 for student borrowers. What has been the progress on that?
Well, nothing's happened so far, but the president has directed federal agencies to see whether he has the authority. That has to happen a lot these days because if you do something and you're not thought to have the authority for it, someone will sue. When asked earlier about it this month, Jen Psaki, the press secretary of the president, said that they're trying to review whether there's executive authority to do this, whether the president can do this himself, or whether this needs to be done through Congress. The president has indicated that he'd rather this be done congressionally. So I think that's where that discussion is right now. Everything kind of got stalled because of all the discussions around the Build Back Better bill. But the point is the president would like Congress to do this, but it has been a campaign promise of his, so all eyes are on the president.
You know, with the time I have left with you, Democratic lawmakers have also been pushing the president to cancel $50,000 in student debt, and others are just asking that he cancel student debt entirely. Is that still on the table?
Probably not. Biden has repeatedly resisted this. It was a big thing during the presidential campaign. A number of his opponents for the Democratic primary had suggested the idea of canceling $50,000 or all student debt. Biden's never really been in favor of that. And recently, during a town hall that was held on CNN, he has said pretty clearly he doesn't support the idea. Now, things change, but for the moment, the elimination of $50,000 or all student debt is not on the table.
Yep. And you kind of alluded to this, but when these payments do start back up in May, what could happen to those who suffer the most?
Well, there's some possibility of more extensions. Biden has said that he's not sure he can do that as president with executive action, but there should be some relief going to people based on their income at that point. So it's not a blanket suspension of payments, but it may be that people who at that point still do not have income or can't afford to make the payments can apply on a basis of their income to delay the payments.
That's Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. As always, thank you and happy holidays.
My pleasure. You too.